on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. You may notice that Pistol Pete is not with us, and therefore I am attempting to do this. Tonight I have with me Death, Mig by Gucci. It's just the ladies. And Mike is in the hopper, but some call him a lady too, so
yes.
We'll call it Ladies Night.
There's a meeting in the ladies' room.
Oh, that's an old song.
Mm-hmm. So how was everything this weekend? Did you have a good one?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, not very busy. Just, you know, family stuff.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Like,
Mafia Wars family stuff.
Oh.
I should clarify.
Mafia Wars stuff. I see.
Yeah.
Family. So Pete's sick tonight.
Yeah, he has pneumonia. So shout out to Pete.
Yeah. I hope he's all right. So he's going to see the doctor tomorrow. So we'll have to say a little prayer for Pete.
Yeah.
So what else is up? What's going on in Spockholm, should I say?
You know, I was thinking about that because I knew you were going to ask. And I can't recall anything major. Last time we talked about the 3-second penalty.
Yes, I did listen to that show. I didn't know about that. I love that.
Well, that was taken back.
Aw.
There was a lot of protests and people were saying that Team Spockholm was trying to tell them how to play the game. So if you want to be a douchebag and not return gifts, you can now.
With God. The gift collector.
You know, and Martin and I talked about it, and Pete, and they're like, you know, they're right. We shouldn't really be telling them what they should and should not do. So
I thought it was funny.
It is hilarious.
Penalty.
But I guess there are a few instances, like, you know, say you gift blast your red roses for these gifting events and nobody really needs them back anymore.
No, it's really easy to finish these.
Yeah, there were a few cases that were made for when returning gifts isn't necessary, but you know, it's only 3 seconds.
Yeah, and that's not that big of a deal. I had no idea. It never affected me. I never saw it. I heard about it and I thought it was funny. So.
Well, like usually when I run a script, I'll hit start and I'll go to a new window and I'll start doing something else. I can't ever think where it was important that I, you know, do it as fast as possible. I guess maybe if you're like 5 seconds away from family progression reset.
Yeah, God forbid you have an extra 2 seconds.
But, you know, and Team Spockholm's really, they're, you know, their policy is they don't want to tell you, dictate how to play the game.
Right.
And they don't want to do anything with a script that you could not do in the game with your own fingers.
Right.
And, you know, people might say some of their programs are slow, but they're slow by design. They don't want to put, you know, extra server requests and cause flags on your account. There's some scripts out there that will go super fast, but guess what? You're at risk if you use those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names.
Well, it becomes an Autobot then.
Yeah. And that's what Zynga does not like.
Right.
And now that there's less servers, less players, things like that's going to be more noticeable. Whether they're going to do anything about it in the future, you know, they keep saying.
Yeah, they put the monthly thread out.
Yeah, that they're going to monitor it more closely or whatever. But
where are we at on daily users?
Last time I checked, it's, you know, around 500,000.
Wow.
And it was actually interesting. Martin updated the family rank page, and he made some new additions to it. Pete talked about it on the last show. And then Mike ran a scan of all the families as well to make a spreadsheet that just lists the families in order that they were created.
Right.
And some interesting numbers. Like, he added up how many players were actually registered in families.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of low, like, from what you would think. Because anyone that plays this game knows if you're in a family, you get extra bonuses. You need to be in a family to be competitive in Mafia Wars.
And yeah, at this point in the game, yeah.
I can't think of many daily players that aren't. And when it was all said and done, I'm stalling to find the number. They're hold
wow,
on.
You're really filling Pete's shoes tonight.
I know.
He would do the same thing.
But Mike did a, you know, he there's like over a, there's almost like 16,500 something families registered. And there's 564,841,000 players registered in a family. So that's probably closer to our actual monthly users. I mean, not everyone in a family plays every day.
Right.
So.
And some, and a lot of that is shadows too.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of mini families out there.
Mm-hmm.
People found by, you know, making a family with your mini, you could do stuff with like, with it.
Yeah. You know, that kind of drives me nuts to a certain extent. Like I know of a family that I won't name their name, but they won't accept any family battles because they only battle their mini family. And it makes me want to attack them, but they won't accept my request. So I'll have to do a drive-by, I guess. But but it does kind of annoy me when people use the mini families, and especially if they're not going to, you know, play the game.
Right. It's kind of, I'm not going to object to that because we do that sometimes.
I know you do, but that's not all.
But we'll fight. Right.
We still fight other families.
Yeah, we do when they ask us.
I think it's kind of cowardly if you like refuse to fight anything other than your mini. You're that afraid of losing.
No, we take our losses.
Yeah, I know you do. We fought you before.
Yeah.
We had a little fun with Spock earlier today too in a family battle, but I didn't get to play there. So, but we won. So. All
we fought RYFG once too. We got our asses kicked.
Yeah, so did we a couple days ago. Yeah, I'm not sure who accepted that, but got my.
I know it's funny because it can cause a lot of drama if you accidentally accept a battle request.
Oh, I know.
And it happens. And we've had a couple instances where, you know, I don't need maybe running a script to accept gifts or just manually accepting it by mistake. And then people freak out. Nobody warned us. What is the, you're like, okay, come on. We made a mistake. It happens.
RYFG is coming to get you.
Who the hell accepted this? You're like, my bad.
Yeah, not fun.
And it does happen. You know, you'll accept it and be caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
It gets your asses kicked, but guess what? You get the same loot.
Exactly.
Whether you win or lose.
It's just not worth all the drama because either way, win or lose, you get your stuff. So.
And you know, if you're not an admin, you have the option to join a battle. You mm-hmm. don't have to join it, so you won't show up on the list.
Right.
And another thing, why we're on the subject, we discovered all of a sudden it seemed like a lot of people were saying my battle loot collect buttons are gone. And it just says see results instead of collect your loot.
Right.
Well, the workaround for that is you have to actually join a battle and then you can collect the loot from the previous battles. You don't necessarily have to have joined them to get the loot. But in order to collect them, you now have to join a battle and then your collect buttons will show up.
It opens up the previous collect buttons, you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It only goes up to 5.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So say you see you have 5 just see results with no collect buttons. And then you always think, oh no, they nerfed it. We're not getting battle rewards anymore. But all you have to do is wait for your next family battle and actually join it. And then those buttons will appear.
Right. I see.
So not a big deal, but you know, it kind of is when, you know, I rarely get to that page to accept battle loot. I hate to think of how much loot I've lost. Because
a lot, I'm sure.
Same with boss fights. I never have time to join those, but you know, if you have to wait till you're in a battle, which for me, it's kind of easier because I am in an admin position, so I automatically get registered.
Right, right.
But it is a good idea to stay on top of those because it is a good loot item.
Well, you know, another thing that I was noticing, you know, I think Pete's brought it up before too, is the ice count and the battles. I noticed, like Pete says, if you fight off of the battle that you would still get the points. That it never happens for me.
Uh-huh.
Have you tested that out?
What do you mean?
Like if you go to the family page and they haven't joined and you're still attacking people in your family battle, but they didn't join the battle, a lot of people are getting, a lot of people still get the count for that.
Oh, you know, Zynga made a post on their blog about bug fixes and they said they fixed that. And I haven't tested it since. And this was not too long ago.
Yeah, I definitely don't get the points. And another thing on the family battles that we were talking, and I know Mike Nestor's been having a fit that we haven't brought it up on the show, is that it doesn't give you any sort of notice or notification on how many times people are iced. Like in the stats at the end, it should say like, you know, this person was iced this many times. Because a lot, that's a big part of the drama that I see in families are people that are on either an auto heal or something or another that are getting iced over and over and over again and causing your family to lose, so to speak.
Oh, well, that would be a good idea because it just tells you how many ices the people got, but not how many times they themselves were iced. Yeah,
you know,
that
like in the war
idea.
Machine, how the stats worked out that it would show you, you know, how many times different people were iced. I kind of miss that about the war machine.
Yeah, that would be a good statistic.
Mm-hmm. It would be good to know just to see too. And I think it would keep people from, you know, if they can't
from
find
auto
it.
Yeah,
keep people from auto healing. I think it could correct a lot of issues and especially a lot of drama. So anyway, carry on. I don't know.
I think Sangha likes to cause drama.
Of course they do. It's just, that's what keeps people here, I guess. I don't know. It's driving me insane.
I know these family modules, sure.
It changed everything.
It really did.
It really changed.
And it was funny because at first it just was like, I was not like for or against it. But I did notice from that time when we did lose our family for a few days, I didn't want to play. The game seemed really boring. So when it's all said and done, I think it's a very good thing for the game. But the drama that it creates on all kinds of levels is just ridiculous. And you already were aware of that.
Oh, yeah. My entire time in Mafia, I've been doing this. It's just, it's really getting to me at this point, though. I'm really tired of it. But.
Oh, my God, you.
Well, yeah, speaking of family dramas, whatever happened, are you still recruiting? I listened to the last show and heard about your ass drama.
We've actually got some great applicants, and we're just kind of taking our time because we only have, like, 4 admin left now, which I think a smaller number of admin is good because really, as far as my family goes, we're not into going to wars or trying to be the best. We just want to do what's in the game.
Right.
So I don't see the need for a lot of admin because things get done. And everyone should be treated equal. And we just had, you know, a situation in which some were kind of on a power trip with it. And it shouldn't be like, and that caused the drama. It's been really nice in our room.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, and too many like power trips. Oh, like so-and-so is acting like an admin in the comments. She shouldn't be doing that. It's like, seriously, like really, because someone wants to help in the comments, you're threatened that they're trying to take your admin position.
I'm telling you.
I think it's better to have fewer admins. And it should be people that are humble and don't really care one way or the other. Like, it's not a power status. It really isn't.
No, really. It shouldn't go to your head.
But you should be there to take care of, like, the paperwork or whatever's needed.
Whatever your job is.
To make a big decision if someone in the family has a question or, you know, wants to change something. But anyways, as far as the glitch is concerned, nothing has been done.
Oh, yeah. I meant to ask you about that, really. So it's still there.
Right, it's still there.
I can't believe they haven't done anything. So,
and I know people are frantically trying to get rid of their loot because they think their accounts are going to be rolled back.
Let's see. You know, well, it's, you know, we're just coming back up on Monday, so.
That's what I'm thinking. And Pete did discuss ways it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of people ask me about it. Ike asks about it daily. Like, you know, some people do not want to play knowing this is still happening or everyone got to keep everything they got.
How many people would you say were involved in that? I don't remember you saying on the
show. I have no idea. It's been going on for a long time.
That is just crazy.
So it's hard to say. You could get 20 of every loot item in the inventory per day to include stat cards. So, I mean, if you want to do the math, there's 20 different stat cards, and you could get 20 of those each day, times that by the number of skill points.
Unbelievable. You could get,
yeah, so it's pretty big.
Wow. Yeah, that better get corrected.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I think now that a lot of attention's coming to it with the beginning of this week coming, hopefully we'll see something before we record again.
Maybe, yeah. It would be nice.
Because
it's like, you know, I make these posts about buying loot, and it's like, really? I'm going to buy this when Joe Blow just got 200 of them?
Yeah. Why would we?
Was able to get them when they weren't released.
Not cool.
Yeah, so it's, I haven't bought any reward points this month, and I don't know if I'm going to. I probably will, though, if I have a blog post to make and I need them.
I love your honesty.
I try to make threats, but I'm not going to buy them, and then I'm like, oh, I need to.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of took my spirits away as far as, you know, what to buy. I don't want to buy crate items. I don't want to buy any of this stuff because everyone got them for free, and Zynga's letting them keep them, it looks like.
Well, not and cool.
So, yeah, and the people that tried to be clever about it and not get the obvious items, a lot of them maxed out on crate items. So uh-huh. If you encounter someone and check their defense and they kick ass because they had like 500 mimes, you uh-huh. know what? I don't think they bought those.
No.
But
I tried to talk Zynga into giving me 500 Miss Packs, and uh-huh. I have, what, 12?
No, well, they did give you one, right?
They gave me one.
Yeah, so.
But that was Miss Pack Party. They didn't give me one yet, so I just haven't complained yet. I uh-huh. guess maybe I will.
Well, yeah, if you're a model, I think they should give you 500. Or not even two. However you need to max.
If anybody should get 500, it's me.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's probably people out there with 500 JAMAs now.
That would be insane. So what's new in the blog this week, Jen?
We got some fun stuff. We got the three new tiers of Declare War loot are out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they had a chance to play. I had no idea there was any changes there.
Yeah. So there's 30 new war loot items we need to get. And, of course, some 30? People already have them all.
Of course.
Well, not from cheating, from actually getting them. You know, you can be methodical about it. You can declare a war every 8 hours and you get 2 items and you can help. In theory, you can help and get loot from 5 people a day, but some are finding that they've been Zynga'd and it'll say you've already received your 5 items for the day. Try again in like 5 hours.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But we're used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick is just finding wars with the loot you need.
Right.
And so it's, the news feeds are packed full of declare war helps because I think everyone kind of got bored with wars because they don't really offer anything good.
Mm-hmm.
So now they do. There's a few good loot items in there.
Good. A reason to go to war.
Yeah. Well, I just want the achievement. I don't really try to stack up on that war loot.
No? How come?
I don't know. Because you just don't get enough. You can only get 5 of them a day.
Not good enough for you?
Yeah, and actually the stats, I mean, I had mentioned I wasn't overly impressed, and some people took note to that, but if there are items you could get a lot of, then those stats would be fine. But when there are items you don't really get that many of, I think the stats could be higher.
Right, right. A little more bang for your buck.
Yeah, and you know, we just got new fight loot, and we found some players found server images for the next 2 fight loot releases.
Oh.
And one of them, yeah, one of the links says March. So I think we're going to get another batch pretty soon and then one right after.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's working.
Yeah. I mean, they have plans to keep refreshing this stuff. Okay. Nothing on fight loot, though. Or fight club loot. I looked in the servers and.
Well, that sucks because that's weak. There's just nothing to do with that stuff.
I know, we have all these victory coins.
I know, I want to spend them.
Yep.
Oh, well.
And there was a nerf, and some people might not care or consider it a nerf if they didn't buy these things, but the secret districts that you have to pay to unlock.
Right.
We got Smuggler's Haven, and then they introduced El Dorado again, and you have to pay to do them. And they're really a good deal because you pay 35 reward points, and you can get 36 skill points if you complete it. Well, players with a lot of resources, like a lot of energy, and they can blow through them, they were repeating them over and over and over again. And I don't blame them. I would, too.
But paying each time?
Yeah, you got to pay 35 reward points. But
well, so be it.
It's a deal because you're getting 36 skill points. So what Zynga did, and we saw this with skill point reallocation, that was really good, and everyone was buying that. But then they nerfed it and said, oh, well, it's just going to be a random thing.
Right.
Well, now secret districts, if you pay to unlock them, you get 12 days to finish. And normally when you fully mastered it on the Ruby level, it would reset and unlock and lock up again. So you would have to pay 35 reward points to unlock it. And that's what people were doing. Well, now you have to wait out the timer. So if you buy one and you master it in 10 minutes, you're going to have to wait 12 days.
And then you can start it again?
And then you, well, it probably won't be available.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah.
Right.
But like with Smuggler's Haven and El Dorado, you couldn't have both going at the same time. So like right now I want to purchase El Dorado, mm-hmm. but my timer for Smuggler's Haven still has 3 days left. So I have to wait.
Oh.
So, I mean, this was a chance Zynga was making some money, but I think it was, they were making money, but players were getting an advantage over it.
Right. I'm surprised they would have taken it back because, you know, they like their money.
They do. But I think when you can buy something that will greatly improve your character for a low cost, I think they do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they seem to care. But they don't really care about cheating, so I don't know. But that's just my theory is why they did it. Because
right.
It wasn't fair that players were able to get this great deal on skill points, and when there's a better deal out there, you're not going to pay what you're normally paying. So
no.
They may have been losing money, because why would you pay to craft up your other property,
right?
When you could get skill points cheaper this way. And it's not for everybody. If you're going to have to buy energy refills to finish it, then obviously it's not a deal for you.
Exactly.
But players that can serial level that have a lot of energy, this was a great deal for them.
Well, I don't serial level and I don't have a lot of energy, but I won some reward points on the slot machine, so I went ahead and opened
nice.
It up. So we'll see how far I go with it. I don't really care. I have nothing else to do with my energy. Why not?
And 12 days is a lot of time.
Right.
I usually just pay to repeat it one more time. And
wow,
then
I had no idea you could.
Yeah, people are finding too with the Smuggler's Haven that all their ballistic blisses, which was the reward item, disappeared except for one.
Hmm.
And it was determined that was a bug. It wasn't intentional. So they're asking to just go to customer support and they'll give you them back.
Ah, yes. Open a ticket.
Yes.
Well, what's the deal on, gosh, I can't even think of what I was, of what you call it now, on the properties when you post, I saw, like, noticed at first on your post, to collect for, God, what is it called?
The bunker?
Yes. Uh-huh. What's the deal when you, oh no, it's the poker cards. How come all of the feeds are expired?
Well, this is what I was going to talk about next. We got a new season of Mafia Poker. And it's different from the first season in the fact that there's no gifting. So
we did ask for them to do it differently.
We did. We didn't like the fact that it was clogging up our ZMCs and there was no other alternative to get poker cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they listened to that part. They removed the gifting aspect of poker cards and they made them all news feeds. And in theory, you can make a request and get 20 poker cards from your mafia, and then you can go help people and get 120 per day. And what's happening is all these requests that you make to get your 20, they're coming back, feed is expired.
Yeah.
And that has a double impact because not only do you not get your 20, but when you go to scan or help to get poker cards, you're encountering more of these feed expired than you are actually getting cards. So now,
yeah, almost every one of them.
I know. So now instead of clicking on 120 requests a day, you're going to have to do triple that to try to get what you're allowed to get.
I don't have time for that.
No, nobody does.
And I want to play the poker game. This isn't going to work for me.
Right. And the good news is, well, it's not really good news, but it makes all the problems not that big of a deal. With poker season one, we were able to keep all the loot items. So if you got a bronze fortune teller, when you got the silver, you still had the bronze. So if you fully mastered it to emerald, you had 5 loot items.
Right.
Well, they changed that this time. So all you're getting is 1 loot item. And when you advance to the next level of mastery, your item improves, but it's 1 item. So that makes it like, really, is this worth all this trouble? Because the feed requests aren't working as they should. It's just a big mess.
It's a pain.
Yeah. And then there's still, people are still posting images of they'll have the winning hand, but the game says that Juliana does.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, for one loot item, and I looked at the stats of the items you can buy in the marketplace for 35 reward points. And they're better than the Smoder. It's called a single malt.
Mm-hmm.
And the stats are comparable. So it would be stupid to buy any poker cards because you
right.
go buy a loot item and save yourself all the hassle. They also reduce the number of wins we need. To fully master it, you need 120 wins, where in the last season it was 150. And they increase the time, so those two things are good. But the fact you're only getting one loot item, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Do the odds seem different to you? Like, I think yeah. she wins more often.
And in theory, if Zynga didn't rig anything or set it up to their favor, this game of poker, both parties have the same chances. So everyone, you should have a 50% chance of winning and losing.
I'm not seeing that.
A lot of people aren't.
Okay.
And I've been kind of tracking it on mine. I play a little bit differently than the recommended strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know the game so well, I know.
Are you with the same strategy as the last season?
Yeah, the five-card no-draw strategy is the best way to go if you're not really sure how to play the game and to conserve cards. I will draw no more than two cards to try to make a hand.
But you do occasionally still draw.
In the right setting. If I have...
Yeah. I did today and got a flush because I did.
Right.
I threw away one card and there it was. So
and that's like what you want to ask yourself. If I delete one card, mm-hmm. it's going to save me four because there's a chance when you know you can't win and you see you have a lot of outs for a possible flush, straight, high card, mm-hmm. it's worth it to try to draw that extra card because if you get what you need, then you're drawing one for a win where you would have to use possibly 10 for a win.
Right.
So, but yeah, I've noticed she's getting a lot of like really good cards.
And yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I've seen people posting that they had 100 and some cards and they only got 3 wins. I don't know if they're doing a lot of drawing.
Yeah, that's what I think. I've got like 3 wins, but I only started playing today.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know when the season opened, but I haven't been around.
Around for about 3 days now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not doing so good on it. It seems different to me, too. So.
It's very different. And if they have to fix these bugs, because, you know, if it doesn't make sense. And then they write this beautiful frequently asked question and post it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, cool, we can know what we need. Well, guess what? They totally copied and pasted the last season.
So it doesn't really apply.
Well, they did change the wording around to let you know you get the gifts from feed requests, but they didn't tell us how many we could get.
Well, somebody's got some work to do.
I know. And you're allowed to ask for these cards every 4 hours, but you don't get them. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, am I supposed to get 20 every 4 hours? Am I supposed to get 20 once a day?
Wow.
I just don't know. And the message on the stupid thing when you're all full, mm-hmm. it says try again later. It's like, okay, well, thank you. But what is later? Like, we need to know the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to just copy and paste the last article just shows they don't even really give a shit.
Right.
I'm just tired of them not informing us when they need to.
Exactly. They need us more than they act like. So.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of people out there that don't even know, like, the other sites are out there to try to help players.
Mm-hmm.
And they get all their information from Zynga, and no wonder they quit because they're confused. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
Well, it's frustrating, you know. Just you get really burnt out on the same thing all the time. There's always a problem, and there's no one to fix it. Always.
Yep.
So I'm hoping this week will change some things because I'm like – with Martin on this, if they don't fix some stuff, that's not fair. There's too many things right now that are just jacked up.
Yeah.
As usual, but I'm completely frustrated at this point, so.
I am too. I haven't even been, like, that enthusiastic about blogging. Because half the time, if I blog about something
mm-hmm.
and spend all the time looking everything up, then they change it. And I'm like, oh, no.
All that work for nothing.
Yeah, and it's just getting frustrating.
Asshats.
You know, obviously the people that took advantage of this glitch are mad because I made a post about it. And so I'm getting
mail about it?
Yeah. They're trying to say it because of me, the game is going downhill. It's my fault.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
That's what we told Nate when he left. The demise. It's
yeah.
all your fault.
So. I have nothing to do. I just report the facts.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I think there's a lot of people, probably a lot more than use the glitch, that appreciate knowing that a lot of people have that disadvantage.
I know. Like, if you were, if you have a disadvantage, is it better to be ignorant about it, or do you want to know?
No, I mean, we've all worked hard on our characters. That's
yeah. I'm not going to spend money to buy loot, knowing that.
Hell no.
And I think everyone has the right to know about this.
Absolutely.
And I have a tracking mechanism to see if they roll it back or not.
So how are people getting rid of it? I know we covered this earlier, but I forgot to ask you, but what do you do to get rid of it? Gift it to other people or?
No, well, most of it's not giftable because the stats are too high. You can put it, put it into your property and dump it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And that's what we told, you know, our family people that used it to do. I was like, well, if you want to wear our tag, you need to get rid of this loot.
And you had some people in your family that did want to go ahead and stay and get rid of the loot.
Yeah, and they did. Well, we have one person that still has a bunch of stuff, but we're going to see what happens to him to monitor the rollback. And
he's the guinea pig.
Yeah, he was the one that came for it. But I feel bad because I keep getting emails from players saying, well, this guy in your family has all this. But
it's for a blog post.
We are aware.
It's research.
Yeah. And then, of course, everyone else left that didn't want to.
How many was that?
We lost about 20 people.
Right. So you were staying maxed out because what I heard you say 80, and I don't know if it was Pete or whatever you were talking about not being full. We typically stay around that number.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm kind of liking this number, too. We're getting stuff done. Mm-hmm. There's no drama.
Right.
So, you know, but we're still looking at applicants. We'd like to be full just because you progress faster.
Absolutely. Right.
But we're almost to level 10 in family perks. And I was looking at the perks 11 through 15. Mm-hmm. And it's taken over 3 months to go from level 9 to 10. It's probably,
God, has it been that long?
Yeah, it's probably going to be 4 to 5 months to get to 11. I don't think I even care about family progression once you get to 10.
Right.
You know, we're going to get a shortened war timer, which is cool, and I think some extra points. But after that, you know, I'm glad they did increase it because once family progression is over, if you lose those bonuses, that would suck.
Uh-huh.
So I guess this way is better. I mean, you feel like you could never finish it.
I know. True.
Yeah, we got to level 9. I think it was in November.
Very good.
And we probably won't get to level 10 until the end of the month. So
we're halfway done with 8, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
But see, you stay at 80, so that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
When you add it all up, but.
Mm-hmm. So what else is up? Anything else?
Oh, I'm sure there's stuff, but.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Kind of good. Good and bad.
Yes. Always good and bad.
Well, I enjoyed the last show. It was funny. Actually, I like listening to it without me being here. It is better.
I loved listening to you and Pete. I don't think anyone likes to hear their own voices. Like, I can't stop to listen to me. So I really enjoyed the show and I wasn't on it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it this week too. I thought it was funny. And then Chester came in and messed you guys all up, which is awesome. Yeah, I called him up the day before and I'm like, please go on and drop in. Please, please.
Yeah, it was really unexpected.
That's awesome. I like how he snuck in on y'all. Yeah. So.
And he came at the right time too because we were trying to be all serious.
And he jacked it all up. So thank you very much, Chester. Yeah, he's pretty proud of himself.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, you know, it's Valentine's this week.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah, we have a Valentine's event.
Yes, we do.
One in the marketplace because everyone loves those. And it's like that 7 days of holidays where you get a deal.
The Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yes. And it actually is a good deal. If you buy all 7 deals, you're going to end up getting 28 loot items for about the cost of 12 reward points each. But with the cheating ring out there, I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm.
Because they already have all this stuff.
I don't even want a male shirt.
Yeah. I had to look up what that was.
What is it? It's just what is it?
No, a male shirt is if you go way back in time, like when there were knights and stuff, it's that chain mesh kind of thing.
Oh, okay. You can't tell through the picture.
Yeah, and you'll see some of these guys wear them out to the club, like trying to be cool. I don't think they're in style anymore.
Like, Okay.
They're called male shirts. There's okay. Like Shane Link.
Nice. Matching underwear.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, that's going on. And then there's also the other Valentine thing. What do you call it?
The gifting event. Yeah. The Boost Mastery.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to mention that.
Yeah. And the next item, the third item, opens up, I think, tomorrow or Tuesday on Valentine's, right? Maybe.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if they timed it like that.
Which this has worked out really good for me, though, because I didn't play for a few days and I'm still now just waiting for the next one.
Yeah. Nothing much happened the past.
So I didn't miss a beat. So anyway, do you have any shout outs or anything tonight?
I do.
What you got?
I have my shout out is to Mark Lanny. Hopefully I pronounced your name right. But he has been, I keep calling him the gunner because he went way ahead with the extreme missions.
Uh-huh.
I think he finished them all now. We're up to 19. They released 10. And then they released, it must be 9 more. There could be a 10th one, but he went ahead and spent the reward points to advance himself so we could see what's ahead.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it helped a lot of people. Like Mark, one of our admin, he updates the wiki. Yeah. So, I mean, it's helped a lot of people. And some people are like, that's stupid. Why would you do that? You don't get anything. But we like to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give us a shout out to Pete. I hope you get to feeling better. We kind of gave you one already.
Yeah.
But and to Chester for jumping in this week. I thought that was kind of cool that he made an appearance. So
that was. I wish you had been here, too.
Yeah, I had a really great weekend, though, and it was awesome family time, and it was really the first weekend I've been able to relax this entire year, which I know we're only in the second month of, but I've been working my butt off around the house, so we had a really great weekend, and we saw Lenny Kravitz this weekend, and we had a lot of fun this weekend. It was kind of cool, so I appreciate the break, and I really do hope, though, that Pete kicks that pneumonia bug and gets back with us Thursday.
He just needs a Z-Pack and he'll be good.
Those are good. That's the only kind of antibiotic that seems to actually help. So aside from getting knocked out on NyQuil, the Z-Pack will help you.
Yeah.
So get to feeling better, Pistol Pete, and don't forget to take care of your wife for Valentine's. So on that note, happy Valentine's, everybody. And that's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the